No, no, but I don't want to sound negative, and do you know something? Janet, you know me, I've never been into the gym life. But you know, because of work, they offered me these services and that, so I thought take it up. But again, I come back to my original point. Today we see Instagram, Snapchat, all these social medias, and young people were very impressionable. And what I'm trying to say is celebrities and people that are in the spotlight, they get paid. They get given stuff, Janae, you know, merchandise, they get given products, they get given resources to have such a body. We have to take time out from our daily grind, our work, family, etc. And we've got to pay as well to get such a body. So it's very, very different. We shouldn't compare. Look, if you're healthy, that is all that matters.
That's true.
And I always have a saying, Janae, and I remember saying it to you. It's not very difficult. Eat a little bit less and just exercise a little bit more and just cut out that late evening meal. Nothing drastic. It's nothing too hard. We can all do it and just implement that. And you know something? You'll see the changes.
Definitely.
Forget the weighing scales. Don't worry about that. I always base it upon, you know, my jeans, Janae. You know, the belt, the button, how many more do they go down? And that's how I know I'm in shape.
That's good. Maybe we should try that. But we've got Aisha with us, and I think she's a bit of a gym fanatic as well, so we'll speak to her about that as well. But very good morning, Aisha.
Hi, Janet. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Happy.
Funny that you're talking about the gym. I'm just restarting my membership.
Are you restarting your membership?
Yeah.
Why did you quit? Or did you have no time?
Well, I took a bit of time off because of the apprentice filming and then everything that happened over the last few months. So I'm just getting back into it now.
Very good. So first of all, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And we'll get to the apprentice, but I want to talk about before the apprentice. What was Aisha doing before you went to the apprentice?
Well, I was working as a senior sales manager for a company in the Northwest.
Okay.
Just a job that I really enjoy doing. It's always something that's come naturally to me.
Mm-hmm. So then, have you been a fan of the show? Have you been watching it for a few years?
Oh my God, yeah. Since I was like 15 years old, probably. I used to watch it and I used to look at my mum and say, "Mom, one day I'm going to be on that show."
And so did anybody push you to go on it, or any of your friends, family, or you was it just yourself?
No, it was definitely just me. I really, really wanted to go on it for so many years. I think a lot of my family weren't overly keen on it, but for me, like, that was no way I was going to miss that opportunity.
Yeah. So... What is the actual process then? What happens then? You know, start to finish. Do you have to do like an application form, and you know, what are the steps?
Yeah, so it starts around December time when you do your application. So the application's open this year now for next year, just put in an application, and then there's about 3 rounds of auditions. They are absolutely brutal, like. They are so, so tough.
Okay.
You know, about 50,000 people apply or something.
Yeah.
So it's a long and hard process. It takes months and months.
And you know what? That is an achievement in itself. You're saying 50,000 people apply and then they whittle it down to like, what, 24 people?
About 16, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? That is actually an achievement in itself, really, to be selected.
It's absolutely like kudos to every single person who got onto the show, because it is such a tough process.
Yeah. So, you know what? You lasted there 6 weeks, halfway through.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great achievement in itself, you know. I think you have that thing in the back of your mind, why if I go in the first week? Why if I go in the first week? But...
Oh, my God, yeah, that's everyone's fear. No one wants to be first.
Was that one of your fears as well?
Oh my God, yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the show as well. To be honest with you, I kind of like watch it every year, and I wanted to ask you. You was a project manager, wasn't you, on one of the tasks?
Yeah.
Was it the electric bike one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the electric bike.
What was that feeling like? You know, were you really nervous to put yourself forward as the PM? Did you get a lot of support from your fellow candidates?
Well, I sell electrical products in my actual day job.
Okay.
And I work with a team to design these products as well. So I thought, if I don't put myself forward for this, I'm going to get called out for it in the boardroom. So it's a no-brainer. I had to put myself forward for it, and everyone else seemed to, no one else volunteered. So I was like, right, get it. Guess it's me.
Yeah. I'll jump straight in there, but you know what, I think you know, as being a PM on The Apprentice, I think it's you need to have guts, you know. I think, you know, you really, because nobody really wants to put themselves forward, because they think, you know what, if something goes wrong, then I've got the big chance there that I'm getting fired. So you know what, I'm not going to put myself forward.
And when things start to go sideways, they start to look for escape routes.
Yeah.
And for like where they could blame you on things. So it is such a tough task, and I definitely had a lot of the other candidates like a dean coming up against me, saying that, you know, they didn't want it to be a certain way. But in the end, I made £1.2 million in sales, so it can't have been that bad.
Yeah, so I was going to actually ask you, out of all the tasks that you were a part of, which one did you really enjoy? What was your favourite one out of all of them?
I think it was being PM, just because we broke that record for The Apprentice for the highest sales ever.
Yeah.
And that was just an incredible feeling. I saw Lord Sugar's face. He was shocked.
Yeah. And is Lord Sugar really that brutal, you know, off camera? Is it just for the show?
No, he is absolutely terrifying.
Is it really? I thought it was just for the cameras.
He's exactly the way he comes across on television.
Really?
Yeah, he's a very established businessman. So, you know, like, whatever he wants, he gets. And he just doesn't accept any fluff.
Yeah. But you know what? I think Lord Sugar got it wrong when he fired you. You know...
Thank you.
No, seriously, I'm not just saying that because you're on air. You know, on that day, I think it should have been Dean.
Well, he did say later on in the series when he fired Dean that Dean had sort of stuck around for a bit too long.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he regretted his decision.
No, seriously, when I was watching the show, and when you went, I thought, what's going on here? That should have been Dean. That should have definitely been Dean. I definitely think he got it wrong that week. I think it definitely should have been Dean that week. But
I was a bit disappointed to be in with two really, really like inexperienced candidates.
Yeah.
I was with Lottie and Dean.
Yeah, you were with Lottie and Dean, and we know Lottie's a big character, ain't she?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And you know, yeah, like that was my next question. It must be really intense, you know, when you're in the bottom three. You know, what actually goes through your mind, you know, when you're sat there, you know, in the boardroom, and you're in the bottom three?
I think you try to look at what went wrong and who's to blame, naturally. And I think a lot of contestants start to pull out every little thing to try and bring the other contestants down. And I didn't want to do that, because I felt like if I did that, I would be being true to who I was.
Hmm.
So I just put it forward as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is how it actually went. That was my honest opinion right there and then.
Yeah. So, you know, the other candidates, are you in touch with any of them? Have you made, you know, any friendship with any of them? Or... Was there one person that you really, really got on with in The Apprentice?
I don't think there was probably like a group of people.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of girls who were like really, really close, and I couldn't see them again soon. And we do meet up now, like, and we are friends.
Yeah.
We sort of hang out, because it's such a crazy experience that you go through together that it sort of brings you close.
Yeah.
Feel like you've known each other forever.
Yeah. I tell you, one person that I was really, really shocked about, I think he's like a cat. I think he had nine lives. Thomas.
Oh,
It was in the boardroom like 9 times, and I think Lord Sugar had no choice, did he? But you know, that time he had to get rid of him because he'd been there like 9 times. But you know what? He seemed like a really nice person as well.
He's
not strong sales anyway, so he's on straight and so watching The Apprentice back, do you feel like there's anything you would change or anything you regret, or were you just really, really proud of it all?
No, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm still so proud of how it went, and the business is better off now. I don't think that I would have liked the partnership with Lord Sugar as much. He does take 50% of your company. So now that I have 100% of my company and complete control over it, I do feel like it was absolutely the right decision.
Yeah. So, talk to us about your actual product then. What is it that actually you do? What is your product?
So, my company is Into Beauty. You can find it on Instagram. We sell electronic skin cleansers.
You sell what, sorry?
So, electronic skin cleansers. So, you know how you have a sonic toothbrush?
Yeah.
We sell sonic skin cleansers for your skin.
Right.
And had absolutely amazing reviews for it, and lots of influencers love it, and I've done so, so well off the back of the show.
Yeah.
That I just think it was for the best.
So where can people find these products? Can they purchase them online?
Yeah, so on my website, www.insubeauty.co.uk. Or you can go onto the Instagram page, which is just Into Beauty, and there's a link on my Instagram as well.
What's your Instagram social media handle as well? So for the listeners that are listening, if they want to follow you and check your products out.
It's just my name, so it's Aisha underscore Masood.
Yeah.
Quite easy.
So if you want to check Aisha's products out, then make sure you do follow on social media as well, and check out her stuff, and do support her. I think she was a brilliant candidate on The Apprentice, and we'd just like to thank you for coming on to Radio Sangam, Aisha, and sharing your experience with us.
Thank you.
Because I'm not a morning person, to be honest with you. I hate waking up in the mornings, but I have no choice but to wake up and do the show in the morning. there is one final thing that I actually wanted to ask you before you went. You know, when the phone rang when you're in the house and they say you have 20 minutes to get ready, the cars will be outside in 20 minutes. Was it actually 20 minutes or was it longer?
No, it was 20 minutes and it was absolutely brutal.
Me as a male, I cannot get ready in 20 minutes. How can a lady do her makeup, do her hair, and get ready in 20 minutes? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, no, when they say it's 20 minutes, I'm sure it's not 20 minutes.
No, it's genuinely wrong. This is what happens. The phone rings, the cameras get, like, coming to your room, and you've got 20 minutes to get ready. But if you're smart enough and you hear the car pull up outside and the cameramen getting out and loading their gear,
yeah,
then you can start getting ready and then just jump back into bed. It's a little secret. But don't tell the production staff that.
You know, if it was me, if I was in that process, I probably wouldn't go to sleep, you know. I'd be like, you know what? If I fall asleep, I ain't going to wake up. So I'll just stay ready all night. Right, cars will be out in 20 minutes, I'm already ready. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you, because I thought, when their phone rang, they said that you got 20 minutes to get ready. I thought, that's impossible. How can you get ready in 20 minutes? But no, it actually is 20 minutes. Wow, that's a surprise. But no, Aisha, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on Radio Sangam this morning. And we wish you all the best for your future. Keep us updated with your products and stuff as well. And if you're not too far from us as well, so if you're ever in the Huddersfield area, do pop by in the studio as well. It'll be nice to see you as well.
I'll let you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Aisha. Thank you. Take care. So that was Aisha from BBC The Apprentice with us this morning, sharing some experiences. Yeah, I actually didn't think that, Naveed, you know, but you know, when they say you've got 20 minutes to get ready, I'm thinking, no, it'll be longer.
I'm just looking at you thinking, what takes you so long to get ready?
Well, to get into the shower, I take about 15 minutes in the shower, then about 5 minutes to put my clothes on, and about 2 minutes to do my hair, the little bit that I've got left. So, yeah, just over 20 minutes or so.